any of you have seen this kind of hat before? Pardon?
70s sci-fi movie?
For what purpose? Is anyone here study physics or electrical engineer, biophysics, bioelectrical things? Yep. How many? Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Yes, nowadays there are many forms of inventions, technology that are going to help mankind to live longer, to be happier. But some kind of invention can be like double-edged swords and give you benefit at the same time. If you don't know how to handle it, it can be quite negative to our lives. Recently I heard that there is one kind of invention that people really worry about it. They call as HAARP project. Have you heard about that? Yes. For people who never heard about that, maybe some of you like to explain what does it mean? HAARP project. Yep.
Project uses electromagnetic currents over a large area, and it actually affects the weather through wind currents all the way up to the atmosphere. And implications are global. If we change air currents around the world, we can actually influence the weather. Potentially more dangerous and more, has more empirical evidence than man-made climate change. That's a good one.
Thank you. As an electrical engineer here, would you like to explain more?
I've never heard of this before, so I can't say anything.
Alan, you have heard before? Actually, this kind of discovery happened before the Second World War. There are one famous scientist that people forgot about him, who shared the same period of Albert Einstein. His name is Nikola Tesla. Heard about him now? He dreamed for free energy for the whole world. And all these wireless things that we use nowadays, including dynamo, AC, came from his invention. But in his time, he is not that popular. Maybe one reason is that he really strange. The way that he going to help the whole world, that everyone can access free energy. No one need to pay the electrical bill anymore. So along the way to get his project done, he just stopped completely because he discovered something that is what worried him about double-edged sword. It can destroy mankind. That is why he not popular. Whereas Albert Einstein, very popular because he helped to end the Second World War by that atomic bomb. Because US government loved him. But for this man, they don't want to recognize him. But now they study his invention seriously. And that's why it come into this kind of name. What happened that I believe many of us stay in apartments. When you like to warm up your food, how you do it? So now they're going to use the big microwave, shoot into the atmosphere, open the big hole in the sky. So they can communicate to the satellite up there without disruption, without disturbance. And they can use that reflection to do many things to this world. Even nowadays, they discover what we call neurophone. Have you heard about that? And they claim that because of Nikola Tesla discovery, they believe that all of us have some kind of electromagnetic frequency, including non-organic things. So both organic and non-organic things blend in together beautifully for millions of years. Some who could not adapt will be extinct. Don't forget that revolution in this planet did not happen slowly, gradually. It always come with mass destructive force, like asteroid hit the planet, dinosaur wipe out, tsunami earthquake. That is how all species gone completely. And new species, which is so weak, can survive. So this kind of phenomena will keep on going non-stop. But it be slow or fast, nobody can tell. So by discover this kind of influence that we are living comfortably nowadays because of our body radio frequency seems to fit in with this world. Trees, plants, everything around us produce some kind of this electromagnetic frequency. So nowadays, all the medical doctors or in hospitals use Nikola Tesla to produce all kind of machines like MRI. We have a few medical students here, correct? So they try to detect what happened in our body, and it goes beyond body. We try to detect what happened in our brain. And even nowadays, they try to detect what the mind is. So we're going to have some experiments. And I would like to invite two volunteers with mobile phones. Yes? Two volunteers that have mobile phones, please come here. Thank you. And another one. Thank you. One side here, one here. What's your name, Sally?
Clarence.
Clarence, thank you. And
Jenny.
Clarence and Jenny, I would like you to exchange your mobile number. Because they want updating. Now I would like Jenny to call Clarence. Okay, in that case, okay, let's call it.
Yeah.
Call it.
You got the, you said, get the signal?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you. Now, you call him back?
Go to lock.
Huh?
Go to call lock.
Call lock.
So maybe it's not. Oh, okay. Maybe I actually have the number.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm calling.
Can we hear your ring?
No, no sound.
No sound. Okay. Do you have sound in your phone?
I
didn't
turn it off.
Can you turn it off, please? Thank you. So everyone can hear. Okay. Now can you call her?
Yeah, sure. No problem.
We just like to hear the tone. No sound. Okay. Okay. Thank you, Jenny. In that case, anyone got a mobile phone that can send the sound, make the sound?
Yeah,
come. Thank you, Jenny.
Hey, come on. Give me a pen.
Collins and
Steven,
thank you. Okay, thank you, Steven. Yeah, thank you. Now, Steven, you'd like to put your phone here and try. Just put on top, and what happened? Still, signal can come, correct? Pass about, you don't have to wrap your phone with this thing? Yeah, just wrap it. Make sure that there's no hole, cover completely, 100%. Okay, so let your friend see completely. Don't have signal. Thank you. Thank you, Steven. Thank you, Clarence. Thank you. Thank you. The first experiment, when there is no foil on top, still can connect. But if you put this one on top of this electrical device, the signal still can come in under the table. Until you wrap the whole thing. There's nothing, no way that any signal can come. Completely silent. So this hat, you still can read my mind. Correct? because my signal may not be able to get out from here, but can get out from my fingers, my hands, any part of the body. So if you would like to be completely unknown by any electromagnetic device, you have to wrap yourself with this form. Completely sealed. No way that any signal can come into you, and no way that the signal from your body can get out. That is completely protected. But the problem is nowadays, we're living in the world full of this kind of radiation a lot, every single day, from morning until night time, or even when sleeping, this radiation charged mobile phone nearby your bed still send this kind of radiation to us. And what happened yesterday? We talk about brain waves. We're talking about four kinds of brain waves. Only nowadays, so far that we discovered. Beta, alpha, theta, alpha. Yes. Yeah. Many kinds of brain waves, but so far there are only four. And they say tetra. Alpha, and then beta, and then gamma. And they say that very surprising people who relax. Tetra wave and alpha waves increase. So something that neuroscientists have detected from this part of the body, and that is how they invent neurophone. And we saw in many health magazines that you put this kind of device and you don't need to put into your ear. Can attach to any part of the body. This small device going to produce alpha wave. And to hear this of wave, you don't need ears. Because in our body is full of neurons. It sends the signals to the brain. And your brain will hear this kind of frequency, similar frequency that people practice meditation will produce. So the outcome is relaxed, calm, peaceful. Already, they are on sale. Already, you can order. So this comes to us that in that case, the whole body is all about electricity. We function because of this power. Look here. My cable, all the wires, this represent our brain. Don't forget that brain, medical students over here, me, what brains made of? Yes, brain cells, neurons. And we know that neurons have receptor and able to send the signals. So I build up this pie, each single wire is like a neuron. It can receive information and pass on, connect to one another. This is the top invention of mankind. So far nobody can beat it yet.
our ancestors passed this brilliant invention from the experiment for millions of years that we survived. Human beings are weaker than many kinds of beings. 30,000 years ago, there's still another form of human called Homo Neanderthals in Europe, Homo erectus, much bigger than us, Homo sapiens. We are so weak, can't match them. If one-to-one fighting, we lost all the time. So we know that in order to fight this big human, you need to join force together. And in order to join force together, you need to communicate, correct? You need to talk. So through this kind of evolution development, human beings, Homo sapiens, develop this part of the body for communication in particular, and thinking and planning. So we can think, we can plan much better. Whereas Homo Neanderthals much bigger than us, but they're not good in communication. They can talk, but not much like us. And they can think, but not deep like us. That is how, when climate change, they just become extinct completely. For us, we also face the same effect, but our hardwire are able to adapt. We can find a way out. That's why we still survive. Only one species, Homo sapiens, that colonized the whole world because of this gift. And we know that all of these neurons working through electricity. What triggered this electricity to run? Yes, medical students, doctors. What make the neurons send the signal? Energy. Energy from where? From the food. But what triggered it? Senses. From what? Eyes, ear, nose, tongue, skin. Five sense door. When you see one another, that's how it activates. It triggers the neuron to send the signals. Correct? When you hear something, it sends a signal straight away. Even though we lock oneself in the room, there's one scientist went down to the cave in USA, locked himself for months, don't see, don't hear anything, but the neuron still working because the sense is our own memory. The memory or thoughts kickstart the neuron. Stay alone, we still have plenty of thoughts. Alright, like in our meditation just now, nobody talk to us. We close the eyes, but this one still working. So which direction that we work in? It depends now. People who study electricity, you know, the small wire, we carry some signal in some certain distance. If you like to send signals from here to the back of the room, maybe you need a bigger one. The further away, you need a bigger. And for our brain, how we can desire to have some favorite neurons bigger so we can access, we can reach the destination faster. For example, you study hard, so hard before exam. Many times you read the same page. I don't know how many times. But I try to recall it. It seems that the wire, that neuron, is so small. The knowledge is someplace there. So small, so short. And in the exam room, the time is running out. Try to call it back. So in that case, how we can help ourselves to bring back that information? We need a bigger neuron. And how to have a bigger neuron? Relax is one thing. When we relax, what does it mean? We try to stop all these busy wires. Correct? We say you spend too much energy. I would like this one to connect. Stop talking. But you know, each neuron work independently. They chit-chat all the time. All the time. And they say, quiet! They still chit-chatting. So relax is one thing. We learn how to ask these neurons, please, please, quiet. Must have some technique. Don't forget that we born to think. If we don't think, we dead. Alright? If you don't think, if our ancestors didn't plan, we have no chance to survive until now. So our brain decide to think, and then you say, stop thinking. They say, impossible. So we know that it's not only that we try to think and connect to our memory or past experience. It is not working in laboratory. Don't forget that iPad, iPod, MP3, smartphone, iPhone, all these electric currents also flow into these busy hardwired things. So it's not only that we face difficulties inside our own brain. The external world try to make it busier. You can see it, you make your billboard large, big, M3, M5, M1. You don't want to see, no worry, we just SMS direct to your mobile.
Yeah.
Don't worry, you go working in your laptop, pop up advertising on the internet. So the whole world is full of stimulant, if not by seeing, by radiation. You just like to study, you try to recall your memory in the library, and then some lady just sit next to you. And you're a gentleman, you try to remember it. Some lady sit, and she's so beautiful. So that radiation seems to activate the whole brain, run crazy. So this one becomes shorter and shorter. You try to really focus on studying, and some man sit next to you, and every minute, and you feel that some shock vibration coming to your brain. Have you experienced that? Yeah. So this is another form of electromagnetic radiation from organic beings because of this energy. So, if you know our basic structure, how our brain functions like this, and we know that the best way for us to recall the memory for us to study is to make a bigger neuron, a longer one, so it can reach further in last week, whatever you have read, can come back, connect it. And the way to do it, that is what we call, you have to reactivate it more often. Because our neuron is alive. It's not like this, hardwired, dead. It can grow. The more you use it, the bigger it will be. Correct? And that is what people call skill. People call professional. And if you use that skill so often, this one going to be really big until it changes the name to become habit. Habit to be moody because the why to get angry is so big. Habit to be worried because the why to be worried is so large. Anything happen, they worry first. Whereas another friend get angry first. And when it's another one, just fall to sleep first. This habit, because you use that one so often, that neuron bigger and bigger. But now the problem is that who use it? We play too much. Anyway. Never mind, just another poem. Sorry, I have no time to play that much. We can see the way we think, the way we plan, the way we act. Neuroscientists can tell that what happened in the brain, correct? They can detect such kind of electricity. They put people in MRI and say, think about this, and they can see some part of the brain activate. So they try to say, okay, this brain working like this, and that's why the brain talk to the body to say that word. They can see the connection of how the brain functions. So one thing that wonder is that, and who operates the brain? Who make the brain think? This still can't find the answer yet. And we call it as the mind. So the mind use the brain to order the body. Like remote control like this. You can see the helicopter flying. You can see that the brain think about this, so you can see reaction. But the one who played, you can't see. If this one, Benson, if Benson stay out of the room and he turn on the switch, you don't know, correct? Because you can't see it. But you see this toy playing. Similar to what happened in our brain, scientists can't tell who is the operator because there's no machine to detect the mind yet. Nobody can tell. But they know how the mind works. Because when the mind is angry, they can see some part of the brain activate like this, and the wire connect to the face, turn red, and eyes turn green. And the signal go to the ears, produce a smoke. So we can tell that the mind is angry. Scientists can't tell. Scientists say the brain function like this, like that. So in that case, in order to study the mind, when science can't answer yet, but we know that if we don't study the mind well, problems will happen. If we are able to know this mind very well, we can cope with this mind, then should have no problem. So that's why the topic of today, awaken this electromagnetic mind. Awaken the mind. Electromagnetic radiation is a production of this body. They can't detect the mind wave. They can tell only brain wave. No worry. 600 BC, that knowledge still applicable today, even though scientists can't tell the mind. But in the time of Buddha, we already have no knowledge to deal with this mind. And we talk about the Dhamma. Now we see that since operator is the mind, and I can turn this helicopter to be a toy for fun, or I can turn this one to hit somebody, correct? So I can make it just for pleasure or pain. That is what the Dhamma is about, the mind. How we can train this mind to use the power of it into a very positive way that will bring happiness to us, and if possible, bring happiness to others, make the whole world peaceful. We have no tools, no device to train the mind at all. Again, not to be worried. The Dhamma provides the tools, many kinds of tools, to train this mind to be good, to be wise, so it can make oneself happy. And the tools to train this mind comes from in many names, many forms. For example, generosity. You know that when we are kind to someone, like during meditation, we think of smiling faces of people who love and care about us. We know that it works, how it works. When I think of my teacher smile to me, I feel happy. I feel my mind is so calm, peaceful. So, this kind of tools, non-material tools, it works that way to make this mind very positive, and we call metta, loving kindness. And if you use this modern science to explain why we can radiate our loving kindness to people, and people can feel nice, can feel calm. Why we go into some place and we feel so nice? Why we sit nearby some people and feel so relaxed? We call it as metta radiation, the loving kindness radiation. In nowadays, we call as positive vibration or positive electromagnetic radiation. That's about that. As we all know that the whole body operates by electricity, MRI can detect what the brain function. Radiation from the body can go. Now, if we keep on producing such kind of positive electromagnetic radiation in the name of metta, loving kindness, send more love, think positively to other people. And that is what practice in Buddhist monastery. When we do chanting with metta, loving kindness for all, the mind can be calm. If we practice meditation and think positively, loving kindness, the mind can be calm. So loving kindness works in this way, individually, internally, and externally. People who like to go to India, Bodh Gaya, to sit under the Bodhi tree that the Buddha attained enlightenment in the 6th century BC, and they feel nice, feel calm. It's not because of the tree, it's not only not because of the stone, but we say that electromagnetic current radiation all out there from human's mind, from all of our mind that created. Someone came to Bananoon, many people, many visitors who come to Bananoon, they say the monastery looks so peaceful and they feel nice, peaceful immediately and make them feel easier in sitting meditation. But back 23 years ago, the monastery started about 22 years ago. First day, first year of the monastery, we didn't have that feeling. So 22 years of, if I use the term, accumulation of this radiation, it makes the place change, vibration, feel nice, feel happy, feel peaceful. In Bananoon, there are about two hostels, the place for mental retardation, mental disability people stay there. Many years ago, they invited me to go. The nurse came, please help, come to help them. Maybe the monk can help to change the atmosphere. I said, okay, I go. In the room, there are about 10 people with mental disability. Sadly, some of them have to put, what you call that one? Muscles. Because this man keep on biting other people. And the eyes doesn't look like he ran. Some people rigid, can't move the shoulder. Look at their face, look at how they walk. And they try to teach meditation. I went there a few times. After that, I have to tell the nurse, I think that if possible, I'd like to change the place. Because every time I come into such place, I feel myself suppressed by some energy. I didn't feel good at all. I can't teach. And if I go there more often, I will be like one of them. Sorry. So I invite them all, please, nurse, bring them to the monastery, because they can't really walk like a robot. I say, okay, in order to sit meditation properly, you must relax. How can you relax? So, okay, do Tai Chi first. Tai Chi like this. Okay, okay, slowly, little by little, start to be more flexible. And they start to feel better, calm. So I think this is one thing that we talk about vibration. The energy of the place come from the mind of people who visit there. So, if we understand this condition, we can help ourselves one thing. For us, for our peacefulness of the mind, is that select a proper place. This is the backbone philosophy of Feng Shui. Location. Correct? Wherever you stay and you feel nice, feel peaceful, that is your priority. Location, different location, may fit in with different habits, different style of your heart wire, which one that you connect and feel nice. So this is about environment, positive environment. When we talk about environment, it does not mean mountains and forests. It means here, environment all around. Wherever you sit there and feel nice, notice, take a note of such location. Because of this electromagnetic radiation, they can be quite positive. It fit in with the neurons in the brain. It helps the positive pathway to flow much better. So this including neighborhood friends as well. So you have to be careful. Select some friends that when you associate with your healthy neuron can work better. Where some friends who talk a lot about chopping. Your study neuron will shrink down. And the neuron for chopping will become larger and deeper. Vibration can activate like that. So this is one thing that can help us. From location, environment, even people. Or even what you watch, TV, movie. This is something very, very interesting, that TV is a big hypnotizing machine. It's a mass hypnotizing, hypnotist for the mass population at once. Because whatever we see, whatever we hear, it activates this part of the brain. So this answer that why we buy this product, why you buy that pair of shoes, why you buy that pair of t-shirt, and why your mobile phone, your laptop, your computer, because of this information that's going in. And why we tend to believe, why that such person, such people can have great effect to us, even though you have already one mobile, you still want to have another one. Even though you already have computer, you would like to have another one. And even though you just buy your computer, laptop 2 years ago, you would like to change to a modern one. Something that activates this part of our brain to do it. So, in order to help ourselves, the mind, to be awakened, to be peaceful, we have to be very careful of all of these surrounding issues. Now, help this mind, since we don't know it, but we know how it works. Thinking of loving kindness, metta, make this mind calm down. Otherwise, go into some park, tree, or the place where you feel nice, because you know that this neuron talking and your radiation is not that healthy, can't concentrate the mind. The energy here or the energy around really suppressed. Then you may need to select to go some place where energy really positive, calming down. So after then, we learn to use this biofeedback, let's say. The more we repeat to do something, it becomes stronger. Every time you use this neuron, it becomes much better. So this comes as why we think of metta more often, and why we do chanting more often, or why we listen to the Dhamma talk more often, because we like to nurture this pathway. So this pathway can create such kind of positive radiation. What goes around comes around. The more you do it, the better it will be. Now your brain is able to produce some positive vibration. And if all the neurons can talk to themselves and have some agreement, let us all talk about love, metta. What's going to happen? If all the neurons in the brain talk in the same language, same direction, it can be really powerful. Because all the electrical flow point into only one place. So this helps the mind a lot. In which way? If we are able to focus on this rhythmic flow, that is the power of concentration. More than that, since this head can't protect me from any electromagnetic radiation, these neurons are going to protect me, because the whole body has neurons, nerve cells, and each of them produce the positive radiation. So you don't need this foil hat. You don't need to put any armor to protect yourself. But your cell will produce that immune system. The immunity that's going to help us in this century. As the Buddha used the word, Dhamma. Those who
Dhammo Hawe Prakati Dhammachari. Those who practice the Dhamma, Dhamma will protect the person, in which way we can't understand. But we know that the more we send loving kindness, we try to be friends with others, we don't really hold that anger that long. We forgive other people. We try to be nice, and we learn to let go. Seems that many beautiful things happen to us, or even bad things happen, we are able to cope with it. How to answer that thing? Scientists can't say, can't explain. But this is what we say, the power of the Dhamma. The power of this electromagnetic radiation. Since you produce a really beautiful, what they call tetra or alpha wave, to people, we all can absorb this radiation. We all can feel nice. We all can feel good. And we linked to the world, to the planet. We have the same frequency. So you're friends to the planet, friends to the world. No conflict. That's why we blend in beautifully with whatever happens in the world. We blend in, we go along the flow. So life becomes happier, easier in this way. And we talk about the law of karma or gamma. What goes around comes around. Why, when someone gets moody, he or she will have more chance to meet some moody people. What connected? Look here, Manly Beach or Bondi Beach. Anyone have been in Bondi Beach? Yep. Yeah. Have you seen the sand in the beach? There are some level of the sand, so tiny particle, really fine grain of sand, and after that a bigger grain of sand, and then larger. Alright, who organized that? Nature. The nature. This is what we call natural selection. It's not really biology. It's a karma or gamma. It's about the energy. Natural selection, fine sand, very fine sand, go together with very fine sand. Bigger grain go together with a bigger grain. Nice people always attract nice people together. A moody one always welcome moody one. People who love soccer always have good friends with the people who love soccer. Correct? The energy flows in such direction. Law of karma. What goes around comes around. Our own energy that produced reach the same, tune up the same wavelength. You talk freely, very well. If for fun love, which one? Manchester United? And we talk really well the whole night with someone who is fan of Manchester United. Non-stop. No need to sleep, you can keep on talking about soccer the whole night. A few good friends. Tune up. Nikola Tesla, one thing in his life. Since he is a scientist. But before he passed away, he discovered something. And that he can explain before he died. When he was still young and start to invent AC in England and in USA and went to Europe, give presentation. One day, one night, he dreamed of mother. Angels from the heaven come. One of the angels' face is his mother. When he wake up in the morning, he got the news. Mom just died. Last night. As a scientist, he explained that his brain tuned up with the same wavelength to mother is dying. That's why he can capture that picture. Before he passed away, he became
a very religious person. He comments something about Buddhism that I led you to say. But Wikipedia is not that good.
You are able to
movie, documentary. He talks something about Buddhism. Very interesting. And that is why he's not popular. So the brain can receive that frequency and the brain signal can translate into the mind. The mind can read and understand. So this is what we are talking about. What goes around comes around. The karma, the power of the good things that we do, we bring back, we bring back the same level of energy. And if we create negative energy, it will bring back the negative form of energy to us all the time. So this kind of discovery since the time of Buddha always mentioned that try to do good. If you would like to have a peaceful, happy life, because when we do good, the brain, the neurons create this kind of positive radiation, good things on earth. And one more thing is that human beings, Homo sapiens, we love to think because we born to think. The problem is that we may think too much. And if we think too much, we know the damage that happens. So 600 BC, the Buddha said that we survive because of thinking, definitely sure. But maybe we need to disconnect some of the neurons that we don't use. Neuron that is not that good, disconnect it. And this neuron also related to anger. It works well to survive because thousands of years ago, lions, tiger, elephant, all around. But nowadays, no more elephant walking in Pitt Street. So we may not need this neuron. And this neuron is learn how to fire wood so that we can cook our dinner or our lunch. But we lucky have microwave. We don't need this neuron. Slowly we learn to let go. Let go some neurons from our instinct, in our gene, in our DNA. We produce plenty to survive. But now we learn that some of the neurons not necessary. So we learn to, what you call, prune, to shut it down, or to remove it, so they don't talk too much. That is what we call meditation, samadhi, concentration of the mind. Because when we don't talk, when we don't think about that direction that much, naturally there's no trigger, no activation, no stimulation, no electric fall. These neurons slowly shrink down. You don't use that much natural selection. You don't need to keep it. Then just go. Surprisingly, some neuroscientists said that 30,000 years ago and now, 2012, human beings' brain becomes smaller. Our brain becomes smaller each day. Because we don't need to run away from elephants, lions, tigers. So that, get out. And nowadays, there are more dangers no danger thing, dangerous thing in the city. We call it internet. Unfortunately, our DNA didn't produce such kind of neuron to cope with overflow information. So we start to produce it. We start to develop it. Mobile phone, when I have first time, I think about 15 years ago, my mobile phone is about this size. Anyone use this size of mobile phone? Yeah? You seen it?
In the museum.
Yeah. But nowadays, that one, that size, is not only phone. You can do many things from it. Become smaller but smarter. So our brain becomes smaller but smarter. So this is good thing. That is why any winter retreat, where you ask of universe, we go to have bonfire, please go to fire out the firewood, collect the firewood. Maybe that DNA, that gene die out. Let's say, little stick, is this a firewood? On fire? So we start to lose that instinct, correct? So this is human evolution. We don't need to chop firewood anymore. So this is a production that we are approaching nowadays. But one more thing is that have to be careful, because this gene may not equip with the data information with a new threat in life. We don't need to run away from tiger lion anymore, but we don't know how to run away from laptop. I have seen many young people come to the monastery and dealing listen Dhamma talk, they always look at the monks and look at SMS. See, we can't run away from this little device. It's not in our gene yet. Because they're saying that eventually in Australia in the next couple of years we're going to face more health problems related to mental health, stress, correct? Depressed, worry, anxiety. Because we can't read the mind of this one. What would you think about me? I can't see your face. I can't see the color of your ears, your eyes. I don't know what thing about me going to say, hi, good boy, or bad words. Very difficult to communicate, to connect, or use our basic of instinct of survival feeling. How can I feel that this little one loves me? You can't feel it. So there's a problem that we don't have. However, 600 BC, technology still not bad. We still able to use our survival of instinct feeling. So we try to make this feeling nice, calm, and avoid anything that's going to create painful, harmful feelings. And one thing that we try to do is to disconnect whatever we don't need. Whatever we don't need to be worried, don't worry about it. So we can make this brain talking less and let them talk into some good direction so it can create beautiful radiation. So samadhi, concentration of mind, is very necessary for us to keep on producing this beautiful radiation to cope with the modern technology that come faster and faster. Because good radiation can nurture these neurons, these cells, to work in a very beautiful direction. So we learn to quiet the mind sometimes each day. Allow this natural mechanism to repair itself, otherwise to rebuild, to have some time to rebuild into a very good network that can help us overcome stress and depression. And eventually, we may need to let go of the not necessary things. So the practice of letting go the unnecessary neurons and reduce this electromagnetic radiation, the negative one, is called Vipassana meditation. Vipassana meditation is to rewire our brain. Something that don't need, don't use it. Once you don't use it, you don't need to go to brain surgeon. Please cut that part of neuron. I don't want. You don't reactivate it. It just shrink down. Little by little, little by little, you don't use it. Someone try to make for fun, not to smile, upset him. Unfortunately, he already get rid of that neuron. So he keep on smiling. Someone try to tame Susan shopping. Susan already delete that neuron. So slowly, slowly you don't use it. You don't look at a fashion book that often. You don't feel excited about it. It's just gone. See, when gone, that what does it mean? It become more quiet. And the rest of the neuron just work into the way that make this mind peaceful, happy. It does not mean that the brain gone blank. You still have heaps of them, alright? But we use it in a very positive way. So that is what we say about awakening. Awakening means a knowledge. Wisdom, understanding mind, the mind that understand. So since the mind is a myth, you can't see it. You can't train it directly. So we have to use this brain to talk to the mind. Use this brain that allow us to see. So in order to have a good mind, let this eye see good thing. Let this eye look at mountains, forests, in order to talk to the brain, let the brain, electric current follow a path, nice pathway, and the mind relax. The mind is so worried, so let this brain connect to MP3. Listen to the Dhamma talk. Information coming to the brain, electric currents follow into a very nice way, and the mind is quiet. This is really biofeedback. You can't control the mind directly, but we know the connection. Okay. For example, for fun, sorry, you have girlfriend yet? You have girlfriend?
No.
No. Okay. For example, for fun, may. Is there any lady still single and looking for boyfriend? Okay, for example, for fun is fall in love with some lady. And he knows his breast pain. Like a Bengsan. Correct? Bengsan. For fun scared to talk to the lady directly. He has no confidence. Because he always smile, so the girl take say he not that serious. So I ask Bengsan, please help me. Can you talk to that lady? I really like her. I dare not say anything. Because Bengsan, luckily that he knows that lady really well. So he tried to pass on the message. For fun, say like this to me, I pass on to you. For fun, give me this gift, I pass it to you. Slowly, little by little, as a connection. Eventually, the lady start to like for fun. And here happened to my brother's real story. My elder brother, my younger one, study in medical school in Chiang Mai University. And he saw a nurse. And that nurse, he think that this nurse is really nice. I like to connect to my elder brother. I'm number two. The one is number one. And the doctor is number three. So number three, try to connect this nurse to the number one brother. And he spent time saying that my number one brother is that nice and nice and nice and sweet. And the lady, the nurse, oh, good, good brother. And they try to bring them meet one another. Along the way, eventually, my younger brother, the medical student, said, actually, this nurse is quite nice. So he cut down connection. Eventually, he married a nurse. However, this connection to the Dhamma, so the brain can pass a message to the mind. Since we don't know the mind completely, we use this brain, use this body. So let this brain expose to some beautiful thing, good thing, some good vibration, some good inspiration, encouragement, because it can make this mind absorb it. So it become continuous development. It become gradual development. You have to do it by bit, little by little. We slowly train this brain neurons. We slowly tune up this kind of brain wave, because the brain wave reactivates itself according to context and according to our habit. Someone, when something wrong happened, worry first. Someone get angry first. Someone fall to sleep immediately. So because of the habit, that hardwire in the brain. So we slowly, gradually practice it. Talk to the mind through the brain. Let the eye see some good thing, useful thing. Let the ear see some good thing, useful thing. Let the nose smell some good thing, useful thing. Let the tongue touch some useful thing, beautiful thing. Let the skin touch something useful. Eventually, when the mind wants to think itself, for it think positively, this is training. Sorry? This is the real training that we rewire ourselves and change our own radiation. So eventually it makes it easier, easier. And by trying to understand the way things are and something that is not that necessarily, we let go. We better practice, see the way things are. So whatever we misunderstanding, say body is permanent, I have to absorb it. Body is really impermanent. So the connection, heart wire, thick wire, that body is so permanent, strong attachment to the body, slowly shrink and go away. Okay. So this is why for the monks, first day of our ordination, our master, you can ask any monks in the world, Theravada monks in particular, first instruction in our life, the first hour, our master said, think of body, hair, nails, skin, teeth, impermanent. From day one, we keep on reflecting, thinking. Before that, we always think that I'm so handsome, beautiful. But after you see such an impermanent, this thick wire, neuron of attachment, slowly change. You see hairs change. See nails change, see the skin change, you slowly shrink down, because see the truth by itself. We don't need to force the mind to let go. Attachment to the body slowly, slowly shrink down, and slowly disappear. Slowly, time consuming, developing, allow this one to work. So eventually, we hope that after we reach the point of awakening, the rest of the wire, the rest of our neurons should make this life peaceful and happy. So it will produce only very positive radiation, and that what we call peaceful vibration, loving kindness. And once we know that when the mind is free from worry, when the mind is so peaceful, there's so beautiful energy happening all around. And we can use this kind of energy to help many people. Whatever you like to say to somebody, your words will carry the energy. You can do SMS someone. Every single alphabet letter will carry that energy. Or even you don't say any word, just look at somebody, your presence there, your vibration there can be very helpful, peaceful already. I have my own case study. When I first became a monk, a few years later, my family had big problems. Business, brothers and brothers fight against one another, become chaos. My dad really upset, angry, and we feel that the bad time of our life. But whenever they say, they recall that one of our brother is a monk, they start to feel quite hopeful and relaxed. Every time I went back to Thailand, I visit my father, my mother, brother and sister, just by seeing one brother who tried to practice a Dhamma. It seems to inspire them that amidst the problem, still some hope, some way out. So sometimes when you have very positive radiation, you don't need to say or talk all the time. Correct? By your presence there, it's good enough. As we discussed before, that when a baby was born, since birth, the baby, when the baby sleep, when the baby happy, what did the baby do? Did the baby cry? Never cry. But whenever the baby hungry, cries, correct? When the baby get frightened, cry. When the baby want to use toilet, cry. So maybe this is an example for all of us fundamental level, that whenever we are peaceful and happy, we don't talk. Right? First of all, Fo Phan come here today to the class and he stand up say, "Everyone, today I'm so relaxed. Everyone, today I'm so peaceful. Don't you believe me? I'm really relaxed." What you think of him? You really relaxed? Maybe not. But we always come up with the word, "Fo Phan, today you look so peaceful. He looks so relaxed." He didn't say anything, but his appearance come from that quiet mind. So it means that when we are peaceful, happy, we almost have zero thought, no thought. But whenever we are not happy, when we have some problem, we start to think and talk, because that is our instinct of survival. If we don't talk, if the baby hungry and never cry, how can mom know? Correct? So the baby have to cry. So that is our instinct, in our gene, in our DNA. So it means that if we are able to quiet the mind, become more peaceful, if we try to change this electromagnetic radiation, then the mind can be really peaceful, really happy, right? So nowadays, our communication more advanced. We don't only talk to one by one or to the person. Now we let the whole world know. Facebook. I'm so relaxed. I'm so peaceful today. Come from Fo Phan. So we start to talk louder and louder. And the more you talk, the more the mind thinks. Alright? The mind is not really quiet. So careful communication can be double-edged sword. Alright? So I have to be careful. That's why in the meditation retreat we say talk less is better. Or if possible, don't talk. Because it's not to reactivate these messy neurons. Don't talk. Even though it still keep on thinking memory, we still able to slowly manage it. Don't put the new vibration, the new current, the new signals in. Slowly, because at the end we are able to prune something that we don't really need, not necessarily, and keep something that necessary. And now activate. Let us use this powerful brain. Let us use this powerful mind. So awakening here in the Buddhist term is learn to make good use of this mind, but understand the nature of the mind. If not directly, indirectly, in physical actions, verbal actions. So in conclusion, the art to develop, to awaken the mind is the practice on the Noble Eightfold Path. Still remember Noble Eightfold Path? Last time I draw something here and Beng San say a big orange. But it is a Dhamma wheel. Remember?
I don't want to draw again.
This, you see that you become the lifestyle, Noble Eightfold Path, not orange. Eight qualities. So in order to rearrange these neurons or reactivate in a positive way, it involves every area of our life. Start from understand. First, think. Because one understand, think, then you reactivate the beautiful neuron. And you confirm it by saying it. Become right speed. You say about that, you talk about that. Whatever you talk, you think about that. So that pathway is strong. And reconfirm again by doing it. Do what you think. Then it makes the think way of thinking stronger. The more we repeat, become easier. Happy, happen. Think of something, say about it, and do about it. Then it becomes stronger on this path. And then when you do it so often, it becomes so easy. And that is what we call lifestyle. Samma ajivo, lifestyle. Right? Lifestyle. The style that will strengthen this pathway. Eventually, it becomes so easy when the neurons, the network, the electric current, the flow of energy is so easy, bigger. That's why effort is almost no need to have effort. It becomes effortless. Once thing becomes easier or effortless, that's how the practice of mindfulness, awareness, become much easier. Because you prune out the not necessary thing. Just keep and reactivate the necessary thing, that is mindfulness, sati, awareness. Once it becomes stronger, bigger, clearer, the mind is more quiet, calmer, concentration. Samma samadhi, right concentration. And this way the mind can reactivate in a very clear, positive way. It helps to go through any kind of problem, difficulties. When the brain becomes more quiet, then we can see much better. Even when talking different topics, we can't hear anyone. So this allows samadhi, right understanding, to become stronger as well. So eventually the Noble Eightfold Path helps this mind, awaken the mind. So in order to achieve this kind of energy, power, it involves in many areas in our life. That means the whole life. You have to use the whole life ability to reform, to rewire, and to reconstruct and reproduce a beautiful energy that we can help ourselves and other people. So in conclusion, whatever we do is not only individual experience. What you do is not only yourself that get it. You're going to affect people all around you. You connect with other people all the time. Actually, the whole world connect to one another. Whatever you're doing here affect people next. And not only next, how far this electric magnetic radiation can go, how fast it can go, you never know. If your mom is not in Australia, once in Thailand, Malaysia, some night you dream you miss her, that far, that fast, another part of the world can be. So whatever we're going to do individually, it affects the whole world. In particular, for all of us who are still young, and if you don't have children yet, whatever you're doing now is going to affect your grandchildren. As medical students, all the ladies here, you already have eggs that we carry the gene to the third generation. Whatever you eat, it affects your grandchildren, DNA and gene. And whatever you think, emotions, nice or not nice, it goes to affect that epic in genetics. That turn on and off in that gene that you need. It affects three generations, not only one. So if you would like the whole world, future world, to be a nice place and full of happiness, you have to start now. Don't think that let me die alone. I will die young. I drink a lot more, smoke more. Because you're going to create a new generation, affect them too. So we are responsible to the whole world. Okay? Whatever feelings, vibration you live in this room, for the next group to come in, they can feel it. I don't know what class study in this room. Law, in what year? But I think that I believe that any students who come study in this room feel so nice. Even the law is headache. Okay. So we're going to help the whole world together. Your thought of metta radiation can go further more than what we can think. Your positive thought of calmness, peacefulness, every time Metama is peaceful, we send this kind of wave immediately. And we use them all the time in the monastery. My master uses it all the time before he gives any Dhamma talk. He always sends his radiation of love to the audience. He calms down the audience before he delivers the message. The study shown that every time when we study, after we read some chapter, if you like to remember, we'll take a break, take a little nap. Or rest, this neuron going to connect, reconnect, and store the memory in a good place. You allow, give some time. They show like that. It's no surprise for 2,600 years. In the time of the Buddha, when the monk listened to the Dhamma talk, or people listen to the Buddha, they already practice meditation, they already relax tetra alpha wave in their brain. So whatever the Buddha said, absorb clearly, translate clearly into their brain and link to the mind. They just listen to the Buddha and attain enlightenment on the spot. That easy. Because their mind in that level of calmness. Scientists just talk about it in these few years. So that is why me myself, the more I study science, the more I do this kind of research, I see more value of the Dhamma. Okay, any question? If we talk about these neurons that produce that electromagnetic field to protect ourselves as a shell. Now, if these neurons still can't work that well, that effectively, that is what we say. First, take a break. Take a break before we got breakdown. See, we take a break first. So retreat,
or walk away a bit, or just find some quiet corner if you can't get out. Or even the old saying that don't look, don't you? Something like that. To protect any stimulant to reactivate this neuron to make it messy again. At the same time, we keep on producing like calmness of mind and letting go, change our habit, the wine, letting go something not necessary, so it becomes nice. At the same time, of protect, we build up the immune system. Like I tell you, in the past week, I have to prepare lecture for U3A, University of Third Age, in Belgium. And all my students, you can't register this class if you're not more than 60. That means my class full of people over 60. And last year, I have one famous student. She never missed any single class. Come to the class every time for more than 5 weeks, which is 94. He still come to study history, archaeology of Buddhism on the wheelchair, which is sit in the front row every time, never miss, never be late. But I can see that half of the class he fall asleep. But still good, still okay. So this year, start last Wednesday, I prepared 9 weeks course that we use a topic, Buddhism in Silicon Age. Talk about this more and more, heavier, deeper. So I had to prepare, spend a few days in internet, computer, laptop. You know what happened? I feel very stressed.